Seems as good as sex, Dan, but not quite. This is from Val again. She's faxed us. All she says is blackheads, yum yum.
Oh, I suppose no, there's no moth dust, is it? But then, I suppose so. This is things we're talking about that for some reason you think that's very satisfying. We've had taking glue off your fingers. Yeah. I believe a girl is when they take the nail varnish off in one go. Is that pretty good? Can that be sprung?
If you pick it off, I suppose. But never done it myself.
I don't want to lower the tone too. I mean, I know Chris doesn't mind lowering the tone. I mind lowering the tone. But also, I've got to say, on those occasions when you're on your own, this may be just a chat thing because I don't want to let daylight in upon magic with the battle of the sexes. If you can spring that satisfying deposit from the side of the big toe, and then it all comes out in one, right? It's the usual cleaning of the toenail, fine, but side of the toenail, sometimes you can get a compass.
Danny, I can't listen when it comes to feet. No, you cannot talk to me about this.
Kid's compass. Yeah. You get a kid's compass, which helps you find it. And you get down the site and it goes, boink, and you're it's all out in one go. It's not sex, but it's pretty good.
And is compass the best implement you find out?
I find a compass. Well, it's usually to hand. Because I can't be bothered to get out of bed and go and find a pair of scissors.
I think
you
should go to the travel guy.
Why do you need a compass beside your bed?
Sonny's been doing his homework the night before. I've tried a pencil before now. A pencil? No, the thing is, the pencil leaves a line, so you think, now, is that stuff left in there, or have I drawn a line? Have I drawn a line on the inside of my toe?
But you're crossing
it. Not easy. So there's that going on. We're asking the irrational turn. Still the best, I think, is the elastoplast thing with the...
Yeah.